Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These are apartments that cost more than $5 million where people don't live in them. They live in them only part of the year. What's really important here is that those people don't pay any income tax either because they're not full-time state residents. And under New York's ridiculous property tax system, they pay virtually nothing in property taxes given what the homes are worth. So that proposal has a lot of support. The real estate industry is fighting very hard against it. The next question is, what are we going to do about the so-called millionaires tax? Many Democrats in the legislature want to raise it. The governor says no, just extend it. You know, we've had a big shortfall in income tax revenues. A lot of people are worried that these very wealthy people are leaving New York, or at least making sure that they don't live here more than half the year, so they don't have to pay income taxes. That's the second issue on the table. And the third issue, as you discussed before, is there going to be congestion pricing, which, after all, is a tax on certain people, those who want to drive south of 60th Street. Already there is such a fee on taxis and ride-sharing services. They say it's really hurt their business. Commuters and those suburban Democrats are worried whether they're going to pay the congestion pricing fee. The MTA needs the money. Lots of issues on the table there.
Will New York be able to squirrel away any money in uncertain times? We don't know what the revenue picture is going to be like next year.
It doesn't look like anybody wants to, and we're in terrible shape on that subject. Basically, New York State has $2.5 billion in reserves to help cushion any decline from a recession or slowing tax revenues. By comparison, California and Texas each have $15 billion set aside. So we haven't squirreled any money away in the past. Nobody in Albany seems wants to do more than a couple $100 million this year. When the recession hits, it's not going to be pretty.
And there's no time like budget time in Albany. And Crane's Greg David is on the line. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.